going to take a marvelous journey through time and space and music. We're going to study the history of Western music.
I thought this was interior design.
Now, some folks might say that, admittedly so, music history can be quite dry. Can be boring. All right, it just ain't no fun, right? But what we decided to do is spice it up. We're going to take one tune that everybody knows. Let's say...
Oh, my God.
Nope.
Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Nope. Yankee Doodle. We thought it'd be fun to see what happened if Yankee Doodle went through time in the ages. And this is what we came up with. Now, let's take Primitive Man, for instance. He wasn't very bright. He just sat down and scratched and threw rocks at stuff. That's all he did. We don't know too much about what he thought about music, or if he even thought at all. But if there had been music, Primitive Man might have made it sound like this.
It is wunderbar, with bigness and much, how do you say, grandeur.
The melody is built with many small phrases that are repeated over and over and over and over and over and over again. Their music has polyphony like the Renaissance, but is composed using rules called counterpoint. It always makes the music sound so good, like a fresh strudel right out of the oven with lots of icing and sprinklies on top. Johann Sebastian Bach is the most famous Baroque composer, und wie nu Yankee Doodle, his Brandenburg Concerto might have sounded like this.
Song. He wrote a ring of music. perfect dramas, and they lasted way too long.
Like the rest of the romantic composers, Wagner believed in blending the arts and in squeezing as much passion and emotion as he could into his music. He did this by using short fragments of melody called leitmotifs that were associated with a certain idea or an object, say a sword or braids or something, I don't know. His leitmotifs were very chromatic, and this in turn pushed the traditional harmonic structures to their limits.
Here's the line. Wagner's way out there.
Well, here's his famous Tristan and Isolde, with a few extra leitmotifs added.
Dominate the scene of the swing era, the bright rhythmic syncopations, jazz harmonies, and added instrumentation such as the saxophone and the clarinet have made his tunes such as In the Mood memorable dance music. Listen to the bassoon as we play this Miller hit.
Chance music and improvisation.